At the end of last Sunday's gospel, Jesus had finished reading from the scroll of Isaiah, and he sat down, and the eyes of all the people in the synagogue were focused intently on him. Now, we might have thought, okay, he sat down, he's finished speaking. But in the tradition, the rabbi would have read from the scriptures and then sat down to teach. And so that's why everyone was looking at Jesus. They were waiting for him to begin his teaching. And so he began his teaching. And the scriptures today tell us that everyone was amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They were really impressed with Jesus. But they were also a little bit confused because they knew Jesus and they had never expected that he would have this kind of wisdom, that Jesus would have any kind of extraordinary gift of teaching or preaching or any wisdom like that. This Jesus was the kid that had grown up just down the street from them. They knew him. They were familiar with him. He wasn't behaving according to their expectations, so they were confused. So Jesus capitalizes on their confusion, and he gives one of his first teachings, his first lessons in the Gospel of Luke. And that is, don't put too much stock in your own expectations. And he uses a couple of examples from the Old Testament to reinforce this. He talks about the widow of Zarephath. Well, he says there were many widows in Israel. In other words, many widows who were of the faith, people who believed, people who were members of God's chosen people. So the expectation would have been that God would send one of them, a prophet, to announce his word. But no. God sends the prophet Elijah to the widow in Zarephath, a pagan, or at least a Gentile. And also he gives the example of Naaman, a Syrian, another Gentile. He says there were many lepers in Israel, in other words, many people of the faith who had leprosy. The expectation would have been, these are people of faith. God will take care of them. He will cure them. Instead, God defies their expectations, and he heals Naaman, the foreigner, who is not a man of faith. Think for a moment about how our lives can be governed by our expectations. We find satisfaction and happiness when our expectations are met. We get frustrated, angry, disappointed, or discouraged when our expectations are not met. And these could be expectations in marriage, expectations in business, friendships, our health. We can have all kinds of different expectations about how events will unfold in our life. But generally, when things go as expected, we're content. And we get disturbed when things don't go as we expect or hope. It's no wonder that Jesus says that the kingdom of heaven belongs to those who are like little children. Little children don't have expectations. They only have trust. Maybe we'd say they haven't lived long enough to have expectations about how things are going to go. But still, there's a beauty in the way that a child doesn't get disappointed or elated based on expectations up to a certain age, but they simply trust that they're going to be cared for, provided for, and that things will be okay. This is perhaps where Jesus is inviting us. trust. Trust. On what basis? Well, the prophet Jeremiah says, on behalf of God, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. See, we don't have to worry about coming up with a plan for our whole life on our own. We are in the hand of God. Our names are written on his palm. God knows us. God has a plan for us. God desires that plan is what will unfold in our life. So we need not worry. We can trust God. Is Jesus perhaps inviting us then to set aside some of our preconceived notions, some of our expectations in our relationship with God? And some of those expectations are positive, but some are also negative. How many times have we prayed for something with the expectation that God was not probably going to answer? Saying, well, it's a long shot, but I might as well ask. Well, is that praying with faith? And yet we've all been there. We pray, perhaps hoping, the little glimmer of hope, that God will grant what we're asking. But sometimes our expectation is that nothing's going to be different. Sometimes just our expectations of God in general are a little bit off because they're based on our own reasoning, our own understanding. Jesus isn't necessarily telling us to go through our life without having any expectations, but he's inviting us to allow our expectations to be formed and informed by him, by God. Jesus wants us to be teachable. If you were going to hire someone and you wanted them to do a specific job, but they were set on doing it their own way, you could try and try and try and try to teach them the way that you want them to do it, and they always do it their own way, that person is not teachable. Unless you're a really, really good teacher and you've got some good creative ways to break through that. On the other hand, if you hire someone for the job and they're very eager to find out how to do it, how you want it done, that's a teachable person. The Lord Jesus wants us to be teachable, to form our expectations based on his word, based on his example, based on his promise. Then we don't need to have any fear that we're going to be disappointed or discouraged or let down. Because if our expectations are in Christ, they will always be fulfilled.